Coming soon from the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.
To whomever should find this journal, I'm the captain and leader of the survivors of this vessel. I used to take people out sports fishing, but that was before the jaws of hell ripped wide open and ate most of humanity for breakfast.
Total chaos has erupted in the streets. There are widespread reports of people going mad, attacking and eating anyone they see.
This is someone's idea of a joke.
Someone's playing another War of the Worlds.
Wait.
We wander the seas almost half asleep, exhausted, searching for a friendly port that's somehow escaped the nightmare.
When did an army boat sneak up behind us?
Take your vessel and passengers offshore to a distance of no less than 5 miles. Attempt to return and you will be shot. Your boat sunk. Understood?
Anything could happen, and you know I mean anything.
We've got rations for maybe a week. What we need...
Wait. Do you hear that?
What?
Something in the water.
They're climbing into the boat!
They're coming up on starboard! I see them!
How are they still walking?
It doesn't matter anyway. Because we're already in hell.
This is an emergency broadcast. Do not attempt to leave your home.
As of now, we're no longer passengers and crew. You're all crew. And you're gonna do as you're told.
I think we should take a boat.
Do not allow anyone into your home.
This is my ship, and I'm not risking it or our lives on chances.
If a family member is bitten, do not allow them into your homes.
We talked about this! No one bit makes it back on board, you remember?
I remember! I couldn't do it!
The contagion is 100% fatal.
What about our families?
Someone has to know something. Be able to help us.
Maybe they found a cure.
There is no cure.
The death of civilization hit everyone differently. My job was to keep them all together. The only thing to remember about attacking them is...
Aim for the head!
You find it particularly funny that we're dead in the water?
I take solace in the fact that we have the luxury to laugh at the fact that we're dead in the water.
Dead in the water ain't dead yet.
Excuse me, Captain. You need to come on deck and see this.
Is that a... boat? Holy...
It's more than a boat. It's a luxury liner, Jack. A cruise ship. It's a motherlode Titanic of supplies and...
Salvation looking us straight between the eyes. We make the move to this cruiser and we ain't never gonna worry about food, water, entertainment again.
Before this plague, nothing that died didn't stay dead. Now.
Now. Oh, how I'd love to hear them scream.
We got company coming out a wedged open door.
Come on, Emil! We can't let the others have all the fun upstairs!
Can you believe how many there are?
I am ready to add you to the count if you don't move it!
We got company off the starboard bow.
Who is it?
No one we know, but I can tell you, no one we want to play with either.
What do they want?
Same thing as we do, I'm betting.
Open fire!
Behind us!
Close the hatch!
Don't worry so much, buddy. You and the others will stay alive as long as we do.
That's actually not very comforting.
Captain's gonna be the death of us all.
If you don't like it, you've got just over a mile to shore. Start swimming. You'll have plenty of company in the water.
And when the time comes, will you kill me too, Jack? When it's someone you don't hate, someone you give a damn for, you're gonna kill them too?
Yes.
Dead Ahead. Starring Joseph Zamparelli, Shayna Derrick, Alan Mayer, and the Colonial Radio Players. Dramatized for audio by Jack J. Ward from the comic book by Mel Smith and Clark Castillo. Executive producer Mark Vandenberg. Music by Jeffrey Gage. Produced by Rich Matheson. Directed by Jerry Robbins.
Private bathroom. Nice.
Jack! Jack! Oh, hell.
Got the jitters, Chief.
Shut up!
A Colonial Radio Theater release.